Today, Pope Francis held his first meeting with victims of sex abuse. And today in St. Louis, the Archdiocese here announced that it had reached a settlement in a case of a young woman who said the policy of moving abusive priests from parish to parish led to her sexual assault. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman's been following the case, and she joins us now. Rachel, what happened today?
Well, Steve, jury selection had been scheduled to start at about 8 o'clock this morning in front of Judge Jimmy Edwards in St. Louis in this case, which was titled Doe versus Ross. And at about 9 o'clock, the Archdiocese of St. Louis held a press conference to say it had reached a confidential settlement with this plaintiff, who went by Jane Doe 92.
Well, what exactly was alleged to have happened?
Doe has accused Joseph Ross of repeatedly raping and sodomizing her when he was the priest at St. Cronin. That's a church in the Botanical Heights neighborhood. And she also accused the Archdiocese of negligence, basically saying that they knew Ross had pleaded guilty and was a danger to her and other children because he pleaded guilty in 1988 of abusing a young boy at another parish, Christ the King, in University City. Ross was laicized, just basically defrocked, in 2002. And at that time, five other boys came forward saying Ross had abused them in the 1970s. Doe says her abuse began in the late 1990s. She would have been about 5 years old, and she brought this civil case in 2011 when she was 19. It's important to note that Ross had been arrested and criminally charged for abusing Doe, but that case was dropped in 2010.
Well, Rachel, any speculation? Why reach a settlement in this case now?
Doe herself didn't make any statements on the decision to settle. Both sides, both her attorney and the Archdiocese, mentioned in statements about moving on and avoiding the difficult and traumatic process of the trial. Now, in its statement, the Archdiocese basically said that this plaintiff made the entire thing up, that she's got a diagnosed medical condition that causes her to make false and inconsistent statements and exaggerate symptoms. That statement also says that Doe's own family members dispute the allegations, and they had a bunch of respected people, like judges and former police officers, ready to say that the abuse couldn't have happened. Here is Communications Director Katie Pesha reading from the Archdiocese statement today.
To be clear, the Archdiocese is not defending Ross. He is a known abuser, which is illegal, wrong, and shameful. The Archdiocese does, however, have an obligation to defend itself against claims it believes are false, and instead use its money for charitable work and to heal all legitimate victims of sexual abuse.
Doe's attorney, Ken Chakas, basically said that her efforts in this case, he stood by the allegations. He said Ross absolutely assaulted her. And he said that her efforts in the case have made it clear that the Archdiocese didn't handle Ross's case very well and has revealed a whole bunch of different facts about how the Archdiocese moved priests around from parish to parish.
Well, how are outside groups reacting to the settlement?
The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests said in a statement that it absolutely believes Doe was assaulted and that it is sickened by the claims that she made up the entire story. The Catholic League, which defends against anti-Catholic prejudice, did not make any comment beyond the statement from the Archdiocese.
All right, just a few seconds left, Rachel. What are the next steps?
There's nothing in this case that's left to do. There is a criminal case against Father Joseph Jang. He faces two counts of sodomy for allegedly abusing a student. He'd face similar charges in Lincoln County that were dropped, but there was also a civil case filed in connection with those Lincoln County charges. And as you mentioned today, the Pope met at the Vatican with victims of clerical sexual assault and asked for their forgiveness.
St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman. Thanks, Rachel. And again, the Archdiocese of St. Louis announced today it has reached a settlement in a case of a young woman who claimed the policy of moving abusive priests from parish to parish led to her sexual assault.